Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Up to 90, the podcast where we discuss anything and everything 90s.
Hi, Ems. How are you, babe?
I'm good. How are you?
Welcome to Up to 90, guys.
Extra.
Extras. This is Up to 90, uncensored. So, because you are so special to us, listener, and we know you've been gagging for this, we're going to give you a couple of extras.
Mm-hmm. A little bit of change.
Now, that sounds more exciting than it actually is.
Does.
But, yeah, so we're going to look at a couple of things that just didn't quite make the cut thus far.
But,
go on.
They didn't make the cut unjustly.
Oh, like, absolutely. We were devastated that these two items didn't make the cut. And I think you're going to understand why.
I think we've led into this wrong now. It sounds like already, what are we, weak, whatever. We're already scraping the barrel.
We're
like,
let's look at what we edited out. The outtakes. No, okay, thank you for that uncanny impersonation of me, Emma.
Okay, can I just do the impression?
Okay, go.
To
but
share
people
it.
Will think it's me. Okay, this is not
no,
me.
Okay, so you say something there, Julie.
So Emma, will I go first?
No, say something like one of your catchphrases to get
me
into
it. One of my catchphrases. Hiya, babes.
Hiya, babes.
Up to 90, up to 90, up to 90 with Emma and Julie.
So scary because
it's
like
so
you've got
scary.
it's like you've got the nasal thing down as well.
Thank you, Emma. You need to get famous, or something.
Thank God you put the ear in.
Or do you remember Didn't you say something like you googled yourself and it came up? What was it, Julie J obituary or something?
Was the first suggestion?
Because if you died now. I mean, I'd be
you
devo,
keep
but...
wishing for my death. Like, every now and again, you send me a WhatsApp audio and in whispered tones, you tell me that if I died, it'd be great for the podcast. And it's wrong, Emma. It's wrong.
I know. Anytime you're drunk, I always say, sleep on your back. Don't sleep on your side. Just on the off chance. Like, it'd be devastating and all, but it would be great for the podcast. And I'd get a good bit of mileage out of it.
And you look great in black.
I do. And
so
then
going
I could...
around with your veil...
Yeah, and I think definitely, I mean, I'd say Aisling B would probably reach out to me. Do you know what I mean? She'd try and get in on that.
Comedy widow.
I definitely would get on the Today Show.
Do you think Fred would move on?
I mean, not immediately, but within a couple of weeks,
you
I think
give
he
him
would. It'd be great for him, the funeral as well,
you
Julie.
Totally
he could do a little.
Give him the blessing. He could practice.
Oh,
his
he could do a song.
He's got a great song.
He could do a special song at your funeral that he, you know, had composed for the event, and it would be very like sad and heartfelt. But there'd be a couple of like just little jokes in it, and people would be just like, God, like he even managed to make. Julie would have loved that.
He's so talented.
Yeah. So I think he'd really get the sympathy factor and stuff like that. So yeah, I don't think he'd have much problem. But
okay. Speaking of my impending death,
yes.
I'm going to start off this week because who knows what's going to happen in 10 minutes. So while I'm still here with people breathing,
while okay, I'm still here breathing.
Thank you, Emma. Thank you. By the way, kids, sorry. If one of us, if you hear a sudden thud at any stage, one of us has collapsed because we are currently recording in a sweat box. I mean, I'm dripping.
It's
and
like,
not in a good way.
No, from the wrong places. Well, no, from the right places, but in the wrong way.
My oxters. I can't even talk about it right now.
Do you call them oxters? My mom calls them oxters. No. And it drives Shane insane. She said to one of the kids one day, she said, pull your britches up to your oxters.
Oh, stop. Okay,
and Shane was like, what the fuck is she talking about? Is she talking in riddles?
Yeah.
I was like, no, that's the way she speaks.
That's a bit too Dickensian.
I know.
Bit too Hyacinth Bouquet, I think, there now. Okay, right. I'm going to start off with Bubbles the Monkey. Born in April 1983.
I would have thought he was a Gemini, but sure, go on.
Famously
anyway.
Owned by MJ, Michael Jackson, mm-hmm. the King of Pop. And Bubbles, of course, was a major character in Michael's life during the 80s. So we saw a lot of him. He even appeared in, do you remember the video he appeared in 1987? It was kind of an animated video.
No, what one was that? Yeah, I know.
Leave Me Alone. Oh. Do you remember that one?
Leave Me Alone.
So he appeared in that. He appeared in that vid. And he was very much, I suppose, like his presence in Michael's life. It all began, he was born into a medical research center in Texas. And Michael Jackson said, we all saw the Bashir special where he went around just picking out fancy vases. He said, I love that. And he rescued Bubbles and he brought him into his life. He used to sleep in a cot in Michael Jackson's bedroom. There was a lot of weird stuff happening in Michael Jackson's bedroom.
Yes.
He had his own nanny, used to sleep in PJs. The staff...
Bubbles had his own nanny.
He had his own nanny. But he was Michael Jackson's disposable baby because, of course, he didn't stay with him forever. But the staff in the gaff in Neverland, absolutely, as you'd expect, they hated Bubbles.
What?
Because
I thought you were going to say they loved Bubbles. No, like he was great crack.
Because Bubbles used to take off his nappy and like throw his shit, as my mother would say.
I was going to say,
made me say it.
That's what I was just thinking.
He used to throw his shit around the walls. Right. And like they'd have to, and then he'd whip the nappy off and he'd climb into Michael's bed. So everyone just basically bombed into Michael's bed all the time. Like, it was just crazy.
Hang on. Everyone bombed into Michael's bed all the time.
Just the bed was quite crowded. There just seemed to be a lot of people sleeping over in the bed all the time. Like, it was just all a bit
chaotic.
Bit chaotic. And, so then he... Apparently now, he was actually... So he obviously was growing. He was very cute when he was small.
Yes.
He used to be eating sweets with Michael in the cinema. All that kind of thing. They were in private cinema. They used to share candy. Like, they were best buds. But then by about 1988, he started to get a bit aggressive, which, of course, is what happens with chimps. And farmed him off to Bob Dunn, who was the chimpanzee. He was like the top chimpanzee trainer in Hollywood. And he farmed him off to him for years and he used to wheel Bubbles out for public appearances. So he wasn't actually technically living in Neverland since 1988. And then in 2003, when he did the interview with Bashir, he admitted that like basically Bubbles was just too aggressive. Because at that stage, of course, he had his own babies. So it really didn't suit him to have this aggressive male primate.
I thought you were saying Bubbles had his own babies.
Sad. So Bubbles went off to live in the Center for Great Apes in Florida in 2005. And it's part of the deal that when you move in there, you actually have to have a vasectomy because they claim they can't afford to look after babies. So he had a vasectomy.
Is Bubbles now.
This is Bubbles. Michael Jackson's dead. I hate to break the news.
I'm getting confused.
I'm sorry. I should
it's
have been gentler.
Heat.
Yeah.
Right.
So Michael Jackson's dead, but the rumours that Bubbles is also dead are completely untrue. So Bubbles is alive and well, living in Florida. Patty Reagan is essentially like his mom now. She spoke to a couple of newspapers there last year because his art fetched $5,000. He painted 5 abstract pieces and signed them Bubbles. He loves a bit of painting, just like any normal chimpanzee. And so the media then were very interested when they found it. They were like, this is the Bubbles. And Tony Cantwell, name drop, just met him in the hall there. He was asking me, he was like, Julie, how do you know that's actually Bubbles? And as I said, sorry, but he signs his name Bubbles. That's all the proof I need.
Sounds to me like Tony Cantwell is a bit of a shitster trying to discredit.
I didn't want to say, but you see, I'd say he was some bit put out because that, you know, Bubbles is technically a beast. And of course, they have their podcast, Sexy Beast. Yeah, so, you know, we're kind of encroaching into their turf now, really, aren't we?
Okay, with this whole Sexy Beast thing.
And Bubbles, he was able to moonwalk and everything back in the day. But essentially, yeah, he was disposed of. And the really shit thing, which really pissed me off when I heard this, Michael Jackson didn't provide for Bubbles whatsoever after he got rid of him. He wasn't written into his will. Like, they still rely on donations. But randomly, a lot of Michael's really hardcore fans still send him gifts.
Good.
So that's the test.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you know what now, for the few quid, because obviously Mike didn't include in the old will, bit of a prick move, he should write a book, Bubbles.
Well, apparently,
I mean, if he's painting, it's the next logical step.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the next logical step. So he was always a fan of the movies. So clearly a fan of narrative.
Yes.
He could take that narrative arc to the next level. Do you know what's actually quite sad as well? I read that he hates cameras, which I think is so sad. So when people come into this wildlife centre and he sees a camera, he turns his back, which I think is very sad, isn't it?
That's a trigger for him.
It's a trigger.
Some sort of trauma there to do with a camera.
Yeah, yeah. So, well, I mean, I suppose he was sick of like being wheeled around in front of
sick
or dragged
of the spotlight.
Around. Sick of the spotlight.
He never asked.
Doesn't like big crowds. Either doesn't like big crowds.
So he's kind of, Bubbles just keeps himself to himself.
Yeah. He's a bit of a wallflower.
Yeah. He does his art and
I get where he's coming from. He likes to be the background chimp. Like, that's me. That's me.
Yeah.
You're more of a dominant female.
I wonder, does Paris and Blanky and all that go and visit Bubbles?
The only one who went to visit him in recent years was LaToya.
Ah, yeah, well,
and
she's a good skin, isn't she?
She's a good skin, but sure, what else is she doing?
True.
Well, so she got very...
Tito and Jermaine aren't up to much, are they?
She got very teary when she met Bubbles. She said, I want to hug you, but you're just too big. So there you go. That's my LaToya impersonation there. And he likes water. So if we were writing Bubbles' Tinder bio, he likes water. Like abstract painting, hates cameras and big crowds. Also, we'd have to mention has had a vasectomy. That's only fair to advertise that in the Tinder bio as well.
Yeah, and well, you'd also have to mention that he's quite aggressive and he could possibly rip your face off.
We keep coming back to our mutual phobia of monkeys. Yeah. And all things primates, like all things primate related, like seriously. And he used to be able to do the moonwalk back in the day, but he doesn't do it anymore.
Nice.
Because that would be silly for a 35-year-old monkey.
I was just going to say, yeah, he's beyond it now.
We're all beyond the moonwalking. I tell you every day, I love your backwards stroll, but like it's just...
And do you think Bashir would do an interview with him now?
I mean,
That'd show him now, see how good an interviewer he is. See if he gets the scoop out of Bubbles.
That's Bubbles.
Where's Bashir lad gone now?
Where has he gone? I was wondering.
Listener, let us know. Let's find out about him.
Surely there's a Twitter. I'm gonna look this up while you're waffling there.
No, we just want to know where he is.
Where has he gone? Because we mentioned him the last week as well with Princess Diana.
He was
all up in everyone's grill.
The thing is, right, that everyone's like, oh, like amazing interview. Like, he just, his producer or researcher, whoever, got the massive guests. I mean, if we had had the opportunity to interview Michael Jackson, we would have got more of a gig out of him.
I've been asking for Bubbles for weeks now, and they claim they can't get him for us. Like, if we had the support.
I know.
Okay, he's still alive, Bashir, and he's 55.
Well, I didn't think he was dead. I wanted to know, like, career-wise.
Oh, somebody went high-pitched. Moving on swiftly.
Somebody sounded like Judy. Ba-dum-tsh. I had a fair idea that he was alive. I just was wondering, like, what the fuck he was up to.
I think he was working. Yeah, he resigned from MSNBC in 2013 after he made ill-judged comments about the former governor of Alaska and vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin. He was then appointed as BBC News religious affairs correspondent. Ooh, sexy title. From October 2016.
I was actually going to say to you there as you were speaking, I was like, oh, let's do this in another extras, but you just went off there. So.
Oh, it's the heat. We're honestly. 90.
That was very interesting. Thank you, Julie.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Join us again for more extras.
Extras.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.